Hi GMAT Verbal Tip subscribers. Hope you're all doing well. So today here I am discussing about the GMAT sentence correction tips and tricks. I'll be discussing briefly about the things which work for me for the GMAT sentence corrections questions and some do's and do nots for this section. Okay, let me jump into this. So firstly, I don't want you to start by just jumping on the practice questions and then looking at the answers and figuring out like what went wrong. That's not the right approach to go about GMAT sentence correction. So what I suggest would be learn the concepts firstly, like the concepts of modifiers, parallelisms, idioms, and pronouns, etc., and verb tenses and all. Firstly, learn the concepts thoroughly and get comfortable with them. It will really help you have a good foundation before you jump into the problem. So once you finish a concept, say modifiers, then do 10 to 15 official questions from the guides or the Wiley Education app. Just download it into your phone and just do 10 to 15 questions on a daily basis on that concept which you just worked in that week, so that you can reinforce that foundation and build on that. So do this thoroughly, that you get the concept done, and then do the practice questions within that week and then move on to the next concept. So this will really work and it will give you a right structure for your prep, and will also help you to make good observations about the problems being asked in the official guide, and also getting comfortable with the questions. And the second tip which I want to also speak to you about is like worrying about the time. So initially in the prep days, I feel like even for sections like sentence correction, we feel like we are taking so much time. But I don't want you guys to worry too much about this, because it will not play a huge role in, because over time you will definitely develop. As you practice more and more questions, you will get more comfortable with the sentence correction, and your rate of answering a question, the time you take for answering a sentence correction question will gradually drop. It just comes out of practice, and it will take easily 1-2 months for non-native speakers. So I really want you not to focus on the time metric in the initial days, and just see that you are applying the concept and getting the crux of the question and the actual issue with the issue given in the question, and going each answer one by one, and then arriving at the good answer and then marking that. So make sure you focus more on applying the concept and getting the answer right, rather than just focusing on the time. So that is one thing which I will give you as a second tip. And thirdly, for the sentence correction questions, I also want to stress again, as I said in the previous podcast, the importance of modifiers. So modifiers is one concept which I feel I feel it's not very easy to understand, because there's not really good enough content provided in the net for that. So I want you to, there's one book by Education Isle. So they have a book on the GMAT verbal. I will definitely recommend that book for the modifiers and the other concepts as well. So that really helped me in my verbal prep. So to really improve on your GMAT verbal, like say you want to improve by 5 to 10 points from your score, so sentence correction score plays a huge role. So this Education Isle book will really help you to ace your sentence correction questions and also improve your score. Because once you are comfortable with the concept and the questions, and you have done a fair amount of official guide questions, then your sentence correction score will, the correctness of the sentence correction question, say if there are 14 questions asked in the exam, you can at least for surely aim for getting at least 12 or 13 out of them correct. So I will definitely recommend this book and please try that out. These are few tips which I have thought for this podcast. I'll come up with few other tips for sentence correction strategy in the part 2 of the podcast, which I'll be uploading this coming week. Thank you so much guys for listening to this. Please subscribe to our podcast. Thank you.